Right, so let's get an update now on Team South Africa. Not doing too well, Cindy Paluta. Chad Leclos finishing fifth today in the 200-meter butterfly final.
I think he will be very disappointed, Mandy. Good afternoon. Yeah, he's finished fifth. He was quite big talk after his semi-finals, you know. He's saying kill or be killed. It's the Olympics, guys. And today he just said his body just didn't have it in him. While we're chatting, Tatiana Schoenmaker, currently swimming in heat four of the 200-meter breaststroke. Quite an interesting swim as well from Kayleen Corbett. She finished second. She won her heat earlier, and we're looking to see if she will make the 200-meter breaststroke final. And while I'm looking at the TV screen, Mandy, because of course all these things happen, Tatiana Schoenmaker, I think, has just set a new Olympic record. 2:19.16, and she was 0.05 out of the world record.
That's amazing.
Unbelievable. She's amazing. Now, we hope she can carry this through to the semifinals, the finals, because as we saw at the semifinal of the 100, she set an Olympic record, and we hope she can carry this kind of form through to the final, that she hasn't peaked too soon. She's sobbing. She's holding the lane ring. She cannot believe she has set another Olympic record. What a phenomenal Olympics this lady is having. Absolutely great. Earlier in the pool, Erin Gallagher finished second in her heat in the 100-meter freestyle. She hasn't qualified for the semifinals. Neither has Martin Bindel, who finished second in his 200-meter backstroke as well. A little bit later, Matthew Sates competing in the 200-meter individual medley, and the women's team will compete in the 200-meter freestyle relay. So that's the latest for the pool. From the pool, would you like to know anything else?
No, that was perfect, because we do love it when there's breaking news on our show. So Tatiana Schoenmaker setting an Olympic record. Thank you, Cindy, narrating that so well. And then also today we had Ashley Moorman in the women's cycling. How did she do?
Oh, you know, my heart just broke for her. At one stage, she was, they call it the hot seat. And it was just absolutely phenomenal. She was holding the lead for quite a while. And she just looked so great, and she crossed the line, and we were all getting so excited. And then what happened? No, she finished eighth. Phenomenal ride from her. Also in the cycling today, Stefan de Bod competed in the men's race, and he finished in 14th. The Blitzbox will be disappointed. They also finishing in fifth overall. They beat America 28-7 today for their fifth place playoff. That'll be a massive disappointment. I think a lot of people were expecting them to be one of the medalists at these Tokyo Olympics for Team South Africa. Elsewhere, no, not really worth noting. The sailing, the women's water polo, the rowing, all the women's hockey. Nobody doing phenomenally well there. In an hour from now, you've got the SA Men's Under-23 football side. So, you know, the South African sports calculator is what we always need to get across the line, it seems. They need to beat Mexico, get all 3 points, and then hope that France loses to Japan. And quite exciting, the golf starts tomorrow. That's bright and early. That's just after midnight if you want to stay up really late or you want to wake up really early. South Africa being represented there by Garrick Higgo and Christian Bezuidenhout.
Well, Cindy, thank you so much for that. Cindy bringing us some breaking news in that crossing as well, that Tatiana Schoenmaker has just set an Olympic record. Have a listen to what Lesiba Joel Siabi says on Twitter. He says, let the whole team South Africa come back home. This is torture. I don't know about the whole team. I think Tatiana Schoenmaker can stay, and Bianca Batendach and a few of the others as well. Remember, we still have all of the athletics to go to.